things have changed significantly since 2020, and particularly with the rollout of the vaccine program. And we're aiming to bring back our hopefully 1,100 first-year students and in the region of 5,000 students in total. First-year's back on the 27th of September, and all other students back 1 week earlier. And they will be going back into face-to-face lectures, practicals and tutorials.
In terms of first-years, Billy, a lot of people will have got their places. They'll be happy. They'll be making their plans today. Others perhaps have fallen short in their points. They'll be sitting down, considering their options, looking at what might be available to them. What advice would you have for them?
Yeah, so I think most students will be happy. We made more than 2,500 offers yesterday. And the majority of those students will be happy because what they got was a first preference. And that's 20% of an increase compared to the pre-pandemic levels. But for those who aren't happy, there probably are still two options available. The most important one, I think, to point out is available places. So as of noon today, we will release 22 courses out of the 50 CAO courses in the Institute on available places. And they are essentially new applications available to students. Three of those are Level 8 programmes, so honours degree programmes in areas like marketing and online technologies, architectural technology and computer science, so all growing areas of industry and locally and nationally. And a further 19 programmes, we will release additional places at Level 6 and 7. Further offers then, of course, will issue in Round 2, and that's on Monday the 20th of September. I would advise people to come to LYIT's Information Day this Friday. So for parents and prospective students, Friday, booking is essential.